today's decision by the International Criminal Court is an important milestone for victims in their search for justice, truth and reparations for the crimes which took place in the 2007 post-election violence.
What kind of message do you think the ICC decision delivers?
It's important to understand that the decision actually isn't a conviction. There's been no determination on guilt or innocence. It's a pre-trial decision that means that the trial will go ahead. The prosecutor has shown that there's substantial grounds to show that the crimes were committed, but it certainly shows that the justice process at the International Criminal Court is proceeding.
Now, some may say that the ICC always seems to focus on Africa. What is your view?
Certainly, most of the situations where the International Criminal Court is currently investigating its cases are in Africa. However, it has a number of other situations that are under what's called the preliminary examination phase, where cases and full investigations could be opened up, and that includes situations like Colombia, Afghanistan, Gaza. But as of yet, that has yet to happen.
So can you walk us through a little bit how this will unfold with the ICC? When do you think the actual trial will begin?
It's difficult to say at the moment. Certainly going from the first cases, you've got to remember that this is a new international criminal court and that it's working through a new system that has been put in place. So certainly in relation to the first cases, there's been over a year before the confirmation of charges till the actual trials have started. But obviously as the court gets more experience, as it deals with a lot of its procedural issues, etc., then you might find that will accelerate. So certainly it's possible that these trials could start in 2013.
Now the case, of course, centers on four individuals, but Amnesty is quoted as saying thousands of human rights abuses, some of which may amount to crimes against humanity, took place during the post-election period, and thousands of victims are still waiting for justice. What do you think should be done?
It's a key part of international justice and the International Criminal Court process that international justice isn't about prosecuting some of those senior persons. It's about also ensuring that the impunity gap, that all those responsible for those crimes are investigated and prosecuted. So we believe it's vital that the Kenyan authorities, which have the primary obligation to investigate and prosecute these crimes, do so and ensure that justice and reparations are delivered to the victims of these crimes.
Are you concerned at all that the decision by the ICC may trigger more violence?
One would certainly hope not. This is delivering justice independently before an international court, before international justice, the judges that are looking at the evidence impartially, that is trying to deliver justice for the victims of these crimes. So it's essential that justice is delivered. Violence is also breeded by impunity and the failure to bring those responsible for such serious crimes to justice as well. So we think that it's an essential part of the peace process as well, that justice is delivered through this process.